Well, it is a balancing act, I'll admit, because I'd go nuts if I didn't get to do some new stuff. I have some, you know, some colleagues, contemporaries who refuse to do the old stuff. And I don't think that's the right approach either, because people, obviously, they come to hear the stuff they know. And so my shows are probably about 50-50 of the old stuff and newer stuff. Of course, I've been doing this 50 years, so old and new are relative concepts. You know, anything within the past 10 years I consider new.
I wanted to talk about your songwriting. When you decide that it's time for a new album, have you been running them along the way and saying, well, now I think I have enough to put out a full album?
It doesn't quite work that way, because my albums contain a lot of other people's songs, too. When I go to record an album or construct a set list for a show, I don't concern myself with who wrote the song as much as, you know, how does this song fit with the next one, and, you know, how can we establish a flow. So it's a question of really collecting enough songs. And I guess, yes, one day I will wake up and say, you know, it seems I have enough songs. Maybe I should go to Nashville again, which I'm looking forward to, because the What I Know project was such fun to work on. The players down there that Jim Rooney put together are just astounding. It's like getting a magic carpet ride to work with these guys.
I like how you say when you collect enough songs, because your Circle Game album, and that is my absolute favorite Joni Mitchell song. And is it true that she let you record it and put it on the album before she did it?
She didn't let me. She encouraged me to. I mean, she sent me a tape with 6 tunes on it because I was 2 years overdue for giving an album to Elektra, and I didn't have enough songs. And so I was, you know, I'd heard her do a guest set at this coffee house in Detroit, and just was bowled over, and so I started nagging her to give me some more songs, and she sent me a tape with 6 tunes, and actually just before the last song she said, I just wrote this and it's terrible, it's so bad, I'm so embarrassed, but here it is. And it was a Circle Game.
Really? She thought that song was bad? I just think it's so beautiful.
I know. Well, she wasn't happy with it at first, but I expect she is now.
Then the child moved 10 times round the season. Skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, you must appease him. And promises of someday make his dreams.
It's a great song. That and The Urge for Going, her Urge for Going, are two songs at first that I still do.
And I woke up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, shivering trees are standing in a naked row. And I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go.
As you say, you have a good base of cover songs, and when you are playing, does the audience enjoy hearing that diversity in your music of having your own?
I think so. I mean, I usually look, when I'm covering somebody else's material, I'm usually looking for songs that are unknown. There are a couple of exceptions, but, and of course some of the songs that were unknown when I first started doing them are now better known, like Circle Game and Urge for Going. But when I recorded them, they were brand new songs to my audience. So I think that, you know, if I'm doing a cover of a song that is well known, then I really want to come up with a very different way of approaching it. Like I think Drift Away off the new album is a good example. Doing a solo acoustic version of Drift Away, which you usually hear with horn sections and screaming guitars and really high energy, to take that and slow it down and do it acoustically is different enough that it gets people's attention.
Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Well, it's a great song, and my feeling was that it oftentimes gets covered up by all the production that's piled on top of it. And if you strip it down to the essentials, you can hear what a lovely song it is.
Did you realize that when you decided to do a Joni Mitchell or a James Taylor song that you would help put them on the map?
You know, it was not part of my thinking. I mean, apparently it accomplished that, but really I was just looking for good songs to record. And I didn't care so much where they came from. And I've done other songs that I really love. There's one called Jazzman, written by Eddie Holstein from Chicago, and it's the only song he's written.
Trick or two, a trick or two. Honey, I'm a jazz man. Call out your train time, 'cause I'm waiting on you for your one slow ride.
That may not be true, but you know, it's the only song that really stands out for me that he's written. Now, Joni and Jackson and James went on to write lots and lots and lots of great songs.
That they did. And when you are performing, do you still get those tingles when you walk out on stage?
I don't know if tingles is the right word. I don't get nervous anymore. Unless I'm on TV. I'm not used to doing a whole lot of TV, so I might sometimes get nervous in a different setting, or if I'm asked to do a lecture, it's worth getting nervous about. The only way I can get through a lecture is to bring along a guitar and pretend that it's a concert, but I'm just going to talk more than usual.
Well, I mean more the excitement of performing in front of all of the people that obviously enjoy and love
the
music.
I love it. I hate the traveling part of it now, but, you know, the couple of hours that I get to spend on stage are really, for me, a treat. Hopefully for the audience, too, but definitely for me.
Well, people can be treated to a performance this Saturday, September 29th at 8 p.m. at the Bennington Center for the Arts. For more information, listeners can go to thebennington.org. Tom Rush, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a delight.
So baby, light the candle. Let me look into your eyes. Don't know if this is heaven. Sure feels like paradise. You're such a loving, lovely woman. Everything will turn out right. And maybe we can fall in.